Well, go ahead and turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We'll be looking at a couple of verses there, but we're continuing our study of what we're calling, of the Grow Groups, what we're calling God's truths. And we're seeing areas from the Bible that we need to know and apply and be able to pass on to others. Now, if you can follow along, you've got your handout. It's number 6. Just fill in the blanks. Most of the time, if I have a blank there, we have the answer up on the screen, so you can fill in the best you can. So the goal is, of course, as we study this, this is one of our goals. Whoops, one of our goals is that we would be ready to give an answer for what we believe. We'd be ready to give an answer. That means each one of us in this room must know the foundational truths. And if you remember, and let me just show you this to you, we've been looking at different things. These are truths that you need to understand. Like, what is revelation? Revelation is God making himself known. What is inspiration? God making himself known how? What? How has God made himself known? Written form. So we're talking about the Bible. Then we talk about the gospel. And the gospel is the Jesus Christ died and rose again, and all who believe in him have eternal life. We talked about the gospels, the four books, and we've realized that there are four books about the life of Christ because they're the fulfillment of the four views of the Messiah in the Old Testament. One week we looked at creation and evolution and went back and talked about that. If you take the Bible from what we'd call a historical, literal, grammatical interpretation, you're going to look at the Bible and say, well, the Bible teaches creation and teaches his creation in 6 days. So we talked about that. Then last time, we actually talked about our fall. We talked about man's sin. We talked about the fall. We talked the penalty of sin. We saw the penalty of sin on the snake and on the woman and on the man. And then we saw God's provision for mankind. And that was the seed of woman who's going to crush the head of the serpent. And he gave the foreshadow of that. So all of these things that we just put up on the board, you should know and understand. Because these are foundational truths that we as believers are saying we need to know these things. We need to be able to talk about revelation and inspiration and the gospels and the gospel and the fall and creation and evolution. We ought to know those things. Well, this morning, we're going to look at something else. We're going to look at what we call God's plan to save us, to deliver us. And it's to provide a way to save us from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and even the presence of sin. We're calling this the three-phase plan of salvation, okay? The three-phase plan of salvation. And we're going to see it as we get into this. This is, it's at the top of your page, this lesson, God's three-phase plan of salvation. And so when we think of the word salvation, almost every time if I said salvation, most people think we're talking about eternal life salvation. If I said to you, are you saved? You could say what? Yes, actually you have been saved and you are being saved and you will be saved if we're talking biblically. And so we want to talk about the word salvation because God has saved us. And when we look in the Bible, we realize the word salvation is used in a number of ways. First of all, there's the whole idea of physical salvation. When you look in the Bible, there's physical salvation all over the place. And by the way, just may surprise you, but when you look in the Old Testament, almost every usage of the word salvation in the Old Testament is dealing with a physical salvation, a deliverance from an enemy. So be careful. Every time you see the word salvation, don't think of eternal life salvation. And so there's a physical aspect of saved from an enemy, saved from death, saved from sickness, saved from evil. But there also is the aspect of a spiritual salvation. And that's what we're going to be looking at in this lesson, the three-phase plan of salvation. We're going to see that salvation from the eternal separation from God, there's salvation even in our Christian lives, which you may not have thought of, and there's even salvation in the future. So this morning, we're going to see how salvation is used in the Bible. And it may surprise you, but it's really good to know this. And it's really good to know it because when you see a passage and it says something like this, our salvation is nearer than it's ever been, you won't say, oh, I thought I was already saved. What do you mean my salvation is nearer? Or when you see a passage that says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, you might say, well, I thought I was already saved, but that passage is telling me to work out my salvation. So it's very important that when you study the scripture and you see the word salvation, you understand that God uses it in different ways. And there are different aspects of salvation. Well, let's go back to the beginning. Let's think about what we saw. You remember Adam and Eve sinned and They were in the garden, and it brought death and separation. And Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, through one man sin into the world, and death by sin, and death passed upon all for all sin. Well, when we talk about God has a plan to save us, and his plan is not just to save us a little bit, it's to save us totally. And we call this plans, God's plan to save mankind is called reconciliation. So as you fill out your blank there, God's plan to save mankind is reconciliation. Man is separated from God, and what does God want to do? Bring us back to himself. It's called reconciliation. Lesson 7, which is next week, is going to be on reconciliation. And we're going to talk about that from the Bible and how it fits together. But I want you to see that God's plan to save mankind is to reconcile man to himself. In fact, that's the story of the Bible. You've heard me say this many, many times. What's the story of the Bible? It's the what? The perfect God brings sinful man back to himself using his son, Jesus Christ. That's the story of the Bible. Now, unless you think I might have made that up, you know, that J.B. found something good and he just thought he's going to use it. I want you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at verse 18. 2 Corinthians 5, 18. Look what he says. Now, all these things are from God who did what? Who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. If you notice, that verse says, God reconciled mankind to himself through who? Through Christ, through his son. So the story of the Bible is how God brings mankind, sinful mankind, reconciles man to himself using his son, Jesus Christ. Look at verse 19. It says the same thing again. Namely, that God was in Christ, using Christ, reconciling the world to himself. God using his son to bring mankind back to himself. So I didn't make this one up. You know, this is from the Bible. The story of the Bible is the perfect God bringing sinful man back to himself using his son, Jesus Christ. Now, we find when we're thinking about reconciliation, when we think about in God's plan of reconciliation, there is a three-phase plan. Okay, I want you to see it. And if you've never seen this before, you'll go, wow, this is fantastic. If you've seen it before, you'll say, I've seen this before. Right? And you say, I know it, but let's talk about it. The three-phase plan of salvation, God's three-phase plan, number one, is called justification. It's salvation from the penalty of sin. Now, we're going to explain it a lot more in just a minute, but the first aspect of salvation we call justification. The Bible talks about that we've been justified. Justification is salvation, being saved from the penalty of sin. Okay? That's number one. Everybody got that one? Here's number two. It's called sanctification, and it's salvation from the power of sin. And we're going to see that because sanctification deals with the Christian life and how we live and how we can have victory over the power of sin in our lives. That's called sanctification. That's being set apart and growing more and more like Christ. There is the third one, and the third one is called glorification. And this is salvation even from the presence of sin. And we talk about glorification or being glorified, the idea we think about when Jesus is going to come back and get us and we're going to be with him and everything's going to be great. So we have a three-phase plan. It's called justification, sanctification, glorification. It's salvation from the penalty of sin. It's salvation from the power of sin. It's salvation from the presence of sin. And those are true. And there you're going to find out that the Bible will talk about salvation and it will be talking about justification. And you'll find that the Bible will talk about salvation and it's talking about sanctification. And sometimes you look in the Bible, it'll talk about salvation, and it's actually talking about glorification. And it's important that you learn or see how to make the distinction, that you understand these three things. So that's what we're going to do this morning. I want to show you how it fits together. We'll go through it fairly quickly. If you have questions, comments, stop me if I go too fast. I just want to make sure you know this. Let's start with the first one. You go to the top of the next page. This is called justification. If you want to write out beside justification, justification is salvation from the what? The penalty of sin. Now let's talk about it before we start filling in the blanks, okay? The truth is this, that every human being from Adam and Eve on, we come into this world, we're dead in trespasses sins, and then we've all sinned. Romans 3:23, for all sinned in what? You know, come toward the, or the, excuse me, Romans 3:20, the wages of sin is, Romans 3, we've all sinned and come toward the glory of God. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, you know. So here's what we find. We've all sinned. The wages of sin is death. Death is separation from God. We all need, there's a penalty. The soul that sins shall die. The wages of sin is death. Jesus said, God said to Adam, in the day that you eat from that tree, you will what? Die. And so the penalty of sin, we're going to find out what it is, death. And so God has got to have a way that he wants to save us from the penalty of sin. And what did he do? He sent his son, Jesus Christ. We saw the foreshadow. The foreshadow was he killed the animal and the blood was shed and he covered up their sins. And he said the seed of woman one day will come as a blood sacrifice and pay for the sins of mankind. So we're going to see justification. Let's think about it. Justification, salvation from the penalty of sin. Okay, what is the penalty of sin? There it is. Death. What is death? Say it. Separation. That's what death is. Physical death is when the soul separates from the body. Spiritual death, people come into the world spiritually dead. We're already separated from God. People come in the world dead in trespasses and sins. They're spiritually dead. When you sin as a Christian and you have eternal life with Jesus Christ, if you sin as a Christian, you die. It's called temporal death because you're now separated from fellowship. Not eternal, but fellowship. And then you confess your sins, you're back in the fellowship. When a person dies and they have never trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior, they experience what the Bible calls what? Second death, separation forever. So the wages or the penalty of sin is death. Here's the provision. The provision, what is it? It is Jesus Christ came and died and rose again. So the provision is Jesus Christ who died and rose again. He came to the earth to die in our place, to pay for our sins, and he rose again to conquer death. This is by faith in Christ. That's how we receive this provision. The provision is Jesus Christ, and when we believe in Christ, we trust in him for what? What do we trust Christ for? Eternal life. We're trusting in him because we're coming to the world what? Live or dead? We come into the world alive or dead? We come into the world dead. So we trust in Christ for life. That's what it's all about. The penalty of sin is death. So Jesus Christ, the provision, has come and died and rise again. And by faith in Christ, we have eternal life. Now, by the way, this is past tense. We have been saved. You have been justified. Every one of you in this room, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you have been saved. It's past tense. You have been saved. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace, you have been saved. Now, some translations actually say, by grace you were saved through faith. That's an incorrect translation. The proper translation, it's perfect tense in the Greek, which means a past action with a continuous result. He actually says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. You have been saved, past action, continuing results. So every one of us in this room, if you have trusted Christ as Savior, this is justification. You have been saved. Okay, and this is what we often think of when we think of the word salvation. We're talking about, you know, people say, have you been saved or are you saved? What they're at. You could, if a person came up to you and said, are you saved? You could say, well, I have been saved, I am being saved, and I will be saved. You could, but we know what they say when they're saying, are you saved? They're asking you, have you been justified? Have you put your faith in Christ? Have you been saved from the penalty of sin? And so this is called justification. It's eternal life salvation. Okay, it's called justification. All right, and we're going to go a little faster so you can see these next two. And the second one is called sanctification, and I want you to write it. Sanctification is salvation from the power of sin. Now, when you live your Christian life, you've trusted Christ as Savior, you have been saved, you're justified, you have eternal life, but as you live in this life, there is a power that's always against you. That's the flesh. It's a natural bent to sin. You're in a fallen world. The devil controls the fallen world. The fallen world affects your flesh, and you're always being pulled to sin. God says, I want to save you from this power of sin in your life. So I want you to think about the power of sin. What is it? What is it? The power of sin is the flesh. The penalty of sin is death. The power of sin in your life. What's the power of sin in your life? What is it? It's the flesh pulling you all the time, telling you to do wrong, telling you to do this. It's moving you away. The flesh is enmity against God. The flesh cannot please God. Go to Romans chapter 7 sometime. Read through Romans chapter 7. See what it says about the flesh. The flesh is enmity against God and never seeks to please God. That's the flesh. So the power of sin is the flesh. The provision. What is the provision? Are you ready? It's the Holy Spirit. See, the provision is the Holy Spirit who, for us, that's the provision, is the Holy Spirit. God has given to us the Holy Spirit. When you trusted Christ as Savior, who came to live inside of you? Holy Spirit. How are you going to have the power to have victory? Look, it's by walking in the what? This is by faithfulness. Walking in the Holy Spirit. This is the power. When the flesh says, do this, how can you have victory not to do that? What do you have to do? No, that pastor doesn't say pray. What does it say? Walk in the Spirit, right? You got to walk in the Spirit. What does the Bible say in Galatians 5:16? Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The victory in the Christian life is living in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is present tense. You are being saved. We are being saved right now. Philippians 2:12. You know what it says? It says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. What salvation? What salvation? Huh? Yep. What salvation are we working out? Sanctification, present tense, Christian life salvation. Listen to this. 1 Timothy 4. Let me find that I'm trying to. Pay it close. Here's what Paul writes. And he says, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do, this will ensure salvation both for yourself and those who hear you. What salvation? Sanctification. Listen, if that's justification, you got to do good works to be saved. Right? This is Christian life salvation. This is how you live. So if the penalty of sin is taken care of by your faith in Jesus Christ, right? He paid for sin and you trust in him. The power of sin is taken care of when you what? Walk in the Holy Spirit. Listen, y'all got to get this. This is big. There is a power pulling you day in and day out. It's your flesh. It's a fallen world controlled by the devil pulling on you, and you have a bent to sin. And the only way that you can have victory, the only way that you can be saved in the Christian life is how? Walk in the Spirit. And you are being saved. This is called sanctification. This is salvation in the Christian life. Okay, we got one more. So far, we okay? You have been saved. That's called what? Justification. We are being saved. That's called sanctification. Now, the third one is you're going to be saved, right? This is glorification, and this is saved from the presence of sin, okay? The presence of sin. We need to think about that, okay? One day, what's going to happen to us? Where, by the way, where is the presence of sin? It's here. That's all. Look at this. The presence of sin is where? It's in this fallen world in our flesh. We live in a world that sin is everywhere. Is that true? God says, I want to deliver you, save you, even from the presence of sin. He says, I've delivered you from the penalty of sin. I am delivering you from the power of sin. And one day I will deliver you from the presence of sin. What the provision is? God sending Jesus Christ to come back and get us. This is by God's faithfulness. What tense is it? What tense is it? It's, yeah, exactly. Future tense. We will be saved. Listen to this. Romans 13:11. Your salvation is nearer than it's ever been. What salvation is it talking about? Yeah, because see, you have already what? Been saved, and you are being saved, but there's a salvation in the future. You will be saved. Now listen to this. I want to read this to you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. You're going to love this one. Listen to this. And we got to stop here in just a second. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 says, We are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. What salvation? What salvation? Glorification. So you're not talking about, it's not talking about justification, because that's already been revealed. It is not talking about sanctification that is being revealed. This is a future aspect. It's called glorification, and this is called glorification, salvation in the future. Now, I want you to think about something. What's the penalty of sin? What's the power of sin? Flesh. What's the presence of sin? This whole world. So there is a penalty of sin that you must be delivered from. There is a power of sin that you must be delivered from. There is a presence of sin that you must be delivered from. And God says, I'm going to do it all. Watch this. Penalty of sin, what is it? Death. This is called justification. It's past tense. It comes by faith in Jesus Christ, who died for us, paid for sin, and rose again. We trust in him, and we have been what? Saved. That's justification. Every one of us in this room have been saved. Okay, there's the second one. What is the power of sin? What is it? What is it? The flesh. This is sanctification. This is us being saved. It's present tense. We're saved. We walk in the Spirit. Let me ask you a question. If you're not walking in the Spirit, are you being saved? Say it. No. It's present tense. If you're living in the flesh, are you being saved from the power of sin? No, you're living in the power of sin. If you're walking in the Spirit, are you being saved from the power of sin? Yes. See, we are being saved. Now, the goal is that we walk in the Spirit and will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so we have victory. We are saved from the power of sin. And there's one more. And that's the presence of sin. Presence of sin is this whole fallen world and everything. This is a glorification. It's future tense. We will be saved. God sends Jesus Christ to get us. And one of these days, Jesus is going to come in the clouds and we're going to be taken away from this fallen world system and the flesh, because the flesh will be gone, because he's going to give us new bodies. And then we'll be away from the presence of sin. God has a plan to save us totally. From the power, from the penalty of sin, which is death, that's through Jesus. From the power of sin, which is the flesh, that's through the Holy Spirit. From the presence of sin, that's this whole fallen world, that's through Jesus coming back and getting us and we being with him forever. Every one of you in this room, you have been saved by faith in Christ. It's called justification. Hopefully all of us are being saved as we walk in the Spirit. That's called sanctification. And one day for sure, Jesus Christ is going to come get us and take us out of here, and we will be saved. That's called glorification.